Oh, yeah.
This music. Woo!
You guys want to do that as a team? You want everybody to hit the woo at the same time?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Okay.
On the count of three.
We'll count
to one,
three.
Two, three. Woo!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Final hour of the show is always brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. This is the big story of the day. The big story of the, of the day is that we are here hanging out. And quick thanks to Casey Washington and Michael Penix for hanging out with us in the last segment. Our guy Nick did so well. Nick's going to hang out with us for another segment. Nick Colley's going to hang out with us for another segment. Brandon Dorlus from the Falcons has come by and sat down as well. So we're going to talk to Brandon, as well as Sawyer and Saxton Guillory.
Hi.
There with us too. So we got a full house. This is probably the most people we've ever had on in a segment before. This is great.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi.
It's okay. Everybody was looking forward to you. We already got some responses about Nick. Somebody, you know, saying that you got a bright future in this business, but like 10 years or so. Not right now.
Let us retire first.
And everything like that. But they're still in the costumes. And, as we continue to see big guys in little costumes, but you look at it right. You look at Brandon right here. He's dressed as Spider-Man.
No,
he's a defensive tackle. So they just happen to have a defensive tackle size Spider-Man suit on hand for you.
I won't say it fits perfectly, but hey, they get the job done.
Okay. It makes your muscles look like you're on steroids.
Yes.
Don't say that too loud.
We don't need any random drug tests and everything
tomorrow when you get to work or nothing like that. We don't want none of that right there.
If I get a text tomorrow, it's your fault.
It's your fault. The algorithm and everything.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. So we're here hanging out at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. The Falcons, many members of the Falcons rookie class are here, and they're dressed up for Halloween, as Halloween is on Thursday. We had the Scarecrow. Michael Penix was the Scarecrow.
Yes.
And obviously,
Casey was
Tinky Winky from the Teletubbies. And then Brandon Dorlus is Spider-Man. And just like we did in the last segment with Nick, guys, Sawyer and Saxton, whatever you want to ask. Any questions for Brandon, you can ask us stuff. We can talk about whatever you want, but the floor is yours.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
You want to lead us off, Brandon?
Yes, you first.
Oh, he did. Okay. Well, I would want to fly. I would want the power of flight so I could dunk, because I've never been able to dunk.
We both have the same thing.
That's the same thing. Look at that. There we go. That's the superpower that I would want.
I mean, flying.
I don't even need to fly that high.
That's what I'm saying.
Just like another foot higher.
Because me and you, we're not afraid of heights. We just don't like high stuff. We don't like, we're not afraid of heights.
Yeah,
we just don't
afraid.
Like it. Yeah, so I wouldn't put flying on mine. But, I mean, what superpower, like, I wish I could have, like, Hulk strength or something like that. You know what I mean? Not have to hit the bottom of the jar before you open it. You know, stuff like that. Just to be able to screw out the top of a jar or something. So, yeah, I'll take the Hulk.
All right. I probably want to be invisible, you know?
Yeah!
Crowd pleaser. Crowd pleaser.
I would also want to do, this is my favorite superpower, I would like to do telekinesis.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Read minds.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what that means.
Mind control. Oh, you want mind control over people.
Okay.
It can actually happen.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's where you have to use the smallest part of your mind.
What are we going to do? Like, what are we going to be making people do if we have telekinesis?
No, it actually makes objects move and stuff.
Oh, okay.
You can even make yourself float.
What? So that would almost be like a cheat code towards flight. Like you'd be able to fly and have telekinesis. Yeah. I like the invisible one. You could just sneak in the backfield and get
saying.
The quarterback.
Yes.
I love that part right there.
A lot of sex.
Yeah.
A lot of sex.
We need sex. We need
sex.
Maybe that's the trick.
Invisibility.
We need him to be invisible.
All right. What's next? What you got next?
Sex.
Go ahead, Sex.
Okay. My text. I really think this is a good one. Teleportation.
I think so, too.
I like teleportation.
Yeah, then we wouldn't have to fly places.
For my feet.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
It'd be so great.
Plus, I heard if you can do it really good, you can actually imagine where you want to go, and then it will just take you there.
That'd be perfect.
Awesome. Dang. That's awesome.
Where would you go? If you're teleporting, where's the first place you go?
California, for sure.
Really?
I go to California. I've always wanted to go to California.
Okay, sure.
California's cool.
It's big. There's a lot of California.
A lot of California now, so you got to be specific.
You want to go to Hollywood? You want to go to where?
I also like to go to the Big Apple the third time. I've already been there twice.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We got a travel veteran on our hands.
If I was able to teleport, I would go to.
Uh-oh. You're stuck.
I'll go to Oregon.
Oh my God. Hold on. Oregon.
I love that answer.
All the places.
Of all the answers that you could have given, because my partner here is Washington. Washington Husky,
love
and everything like that. And the one place that he'd never like to talk about, and I was talking to Brandon earlier. I said, Brandon, don't bring it up and everything like that. Don't bring up Oregon because he's little. And you would say Oregon all the time.
Now I'll say this. Let me clarify.
Okay,
it's a beautiful state. Beautiful state. I worked in Portland for a couple years and have great memories.
Yeah.
It's just that one specific spot in Oregon, that Autzen Stadium place, that's so difficult. Yeah. But that's where Brandon played his college ball. Obviously, has great memories there.
No way. Yeah.
I imagine you're enjoying the season that Oregon's having thus far.
Number one.
Yes.
I'm not. Ohio State fan.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. That's all right. That's all right. So you got your questions. What's the next question you got
written
down
for us? Okay.
If you weren't a football player, what would you be? Specifically.
Ooh. Oh, man.
But specifically, what would you be if not?
Player, what would I be? I was in music a lot growing up. I played the drums in church, so I'd probably be a drummer.
I play drums.
You play drums?
I have a whole drum set downstairs.
Yeah? I used to have one, too, when I was little.
Now, do you drive your mom and dad crazy with that drum set?
And I've even got a guitar with the whammy bar.
Oh,
and they said that it was green and gold.
Do y'all play the music? Do y'all play instruments at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all make a lot of music together.
We just made a song for Christmas.
Yeah, but we're gonna play it at the showcase. So.
We can't leak it on Indian Radio. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't want to give anything away.
You don't want to leak the track. That's what you're saying.
We got twins, and one of them's a guitar player, and one of them's a drummer. Like that's a dynamic duo.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah.
That's all you need right there.
Yeah, but since Sora's on the drums, that means he can also learn jazz.
Sure.
Ooh.
Nice job.
You got the jazz drums are a little softer.
Yeah, you get that brush, right? I like jazz.
I also played. I'm not sure.
Oh, and I can play piano by ear.
I can play piano by ear too. I play Beethoven.
That's great.
I love it.
All right. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Sawyer and Saxton Guillory are with us. Nick Colley is with us, as well as Brandon Dorless from the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Brandon's dressed up like Spider-Man. We're hanging out. We're turning the show over to the kids and letting them ask whatever they want.
Yes.
Who wants to go next?
Since the costume's giving me an idea, what was your favorite Halloween costume when you were a kid?
Ooh, great question.
I don't know. There's a lot of costumes. I'd probably say when I dressed up as a gorilla.
What
age? It was an inflatable gorilla, and I was just funny.
What age was that?
I think I had to be like 10 or something.
Oh, man. Sure. Growing up, we didn't really have costumes, you know, so we talked about superheroes. Grandmama let us use one of the good towels, put it in the back of your shirt. and that was our Christmas costume growing up.
Yeah, but so it was literally like when we were like toddlers, and mommy would make us like dress up like little puppies.
Now, when you're little, the parents kind of get to pick and all that kind of stuff. My kids are getting older now, so they pick, and then we kind of have to go along with them.
What are you going to be this year? Have you picked? Because we got Halloween's but 2 days away now. So do you
Hopefully
have the costume ready?
I do.
Mom said.
I was literally gonna. I want to dress up like Michael Jackson.
My friend is gonna be Michael Jackson.
That's a good one.
I'm not gonna lie.
You get like the white glove and
he's got he's got like the shaggy hair.
Okay, you gotta do the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but last Halloween, because mommy said we might have to do Ravenclaw again.
Okay, Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we did Harry Potter last year.
All right, that's good.
I would probably dress up as. You got this.
Come on. It's okay.
I'll probably dress up as Iron Man.
There we go.
I dressed up as Iron Man at the Halloween party.
There you go.
At the playground.
I've been a Ninja Turtle like 5 different times.
You mean
life.
TMNT?
Say so, yeah, exactly. TMNT. Exactly right. That's the acronym. That's for us Ninja Turtles fans.
Oh my bad. I'm not in the cool kids.
That's for us diehard Ninja Turtles fans over here. Who's the best one? Who's the best Ninja Turtle?
I'm going with.
He's going to say.
I have 2 favorites. I'm going with Leonardo and Donatello.
No.
Donatello.
No.
He wears purple.
No.
Michelangelo
and Raphael.
Michelangelo's him.
Definitely Michelangelo.
He's a party dude. Everybody loves the party dude.
Yes. Right.
Can I get some pizza, please?
Yes.
So I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
What's a fun fact that no one knows about you?
Go ahead, Brandon.
Spill your secrets.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Do it. It's your day, Jumpman.
I'll say. I probably want to go skydiving, really.
Yeah, I'm with you. Except I'm afraid of heights, so I don't think that'll work out.
Why?
Why are you scared of heights for?
I don't know.
He said, why do you want to go skydiving?
Why do you want to go skydiving?
I don't know. It's just something, it's like, I always tell myself that I want to do it. And it looks very scary, intimidating. But I know if I do it, I'll be very happy.
Can visit the indoor skydiving. My mom went skydiving once.
Yeah.
Off a plane.
What?
I hope so.
Does that count if you go to the iFly place and you do like the simulated skydiving?
I don't think so.
Okay. No.
No.
Because I would maybe do that. No. But I'm not jumping out of a plane.
You gotta feel the wind. You gotta outside.
I might jump out of a plane and be like, oh, I'm an action figure.
That would be a way we could all pretend to fly.
Yeah, it is, because everybody said they want to be, except for me, but I wanted to be able to open the jar without hitting the bottom. So, but I wouldn't have eternal strength. So yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I'm next.
Okay.
So my biggest secret is I like someone at Odyssey Camp, and she's actually a girl, and her name's Captain.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So
you think she's listening right now?
You think she's listening? So this is what we need you to do. Okay. You need to get your mom. Okay. Go on the Odyssey app, right? And go to the Andy and Randy page. Okay. At the 1 o'clock hour.
That's right.
All right. What? And then you need to rewind it or fast forward to your part where you just said this about Captain. All right, because we got you back on this one. All right, so Captain, okay. And what's the name of the camp?
Captain.
A captain at Odyssey. Okay.
No, she's not the captain. Her name's just that.
Oh, her name is Captain. Oh, okay. Her name is Captain. But we got you. We're gonna take care of your mom. Go to the Odyssey app, Andy and Randy page. All right, and go to the 1 o'clock hour and just let her listen to that.
That's
all right.
That's part of what this is for.
You're in there,
you
man.
You get this platform.
Yeah.
You give shout outs.
Yeah. Yeah. We got you.
You just let all of Atlanta know about that.
We're gonna take care of you.
That's bold right there.
We're gonna take care of you, my dog.
Sir.
Do not say it.
Can we do this one?
Get you one more in back. Right. We gotta get a break real quick.
What's your favorite video game?
I mean, I don't play video games anymore. My kids play them all the time, but my favorite video game of all time, and I know y'all know nothing about Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl? What?
Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo
Bowl is the best football game ever.
It's like the first football video game.
It's better than Madden.
Great.
We went to the computer science lab. I saw the first football game ever made.
It's Tecmo Bowl. It's the best game ever. It's better than Madden.
I've seen Tecmo Bowl. I've seen Tecmo Bowl Plus.
How many versions? It looks like this.
That's what the game looks like. How do those?
Yes,
graphics
look? I saw it at Odyssey when we went to the computer science.
Yeah, there's even Tecmo Bowl Plus.
Oh, that's like regular.
But you said Bowl.
Is it that one, the first one?
It's like that one right there. It looks pretty realistic, right? It's
that
pretty good.
That looks like Retro Bowl.
Hey man,
even Brandon.
Y'all gonna leave me alone, man.
Even Brandon doesn't know that one.
Yeah, it's like that right there.
That's before my time.
You don't know?
That's before my time.
Man's a rookie in the NFL. Where were you born? Probably in like
2001.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I was born in 2001. That game came out in 1984.
It didn't come out in 1984.
86.
It was an 80 number, Andy. 80 something. It was an 86.
So I've never played this game, but I've always wanted it, and it's I've got to say Mute City F-Zero.
Mute City F-Zero.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're on the opposite end.
Yeah, we're opposite.
We don't know the new stuff.
We're on opposite end.
No, F-Zero came out a long time ago, and the newest one is on the Nintendo, and it's F-Zero 99, where you're actually online around the world with 99 players.
That sounds amazing.
All right. You said Tetris 99.
All right, we got to get a quick break here as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Our co-hosts are so good that we don't even want to go to break. That's how you know things are going good. Sawyer Guillory and Saxton Guillory have been hanging out with us as well as Nick Cauley. Yep. Brandon Dorless from the Falcons also. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Is this DJ music?
It is DJ music. DJ Bo Johnson, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Khaled.
Testing.
No, Andy and Randy broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Just having an awesome time. Thanks, everybody, for playing along on Twitter and sending us your thoughts and sending us the support and all that kind of stuff. Having an awesome time out here. As we're back with another segment with Sawyer and Saxton Guillory. You guys did such a
rock
great
stars.
Job.
Yeah. Yeah. Rock stars.
They didn't want to go to break, yes. So they were like, we're coming back. We still got more questions to ask. And two more members of the Falcons rookie class have sat down with us as well. Jace McClellan, who's dressed up like Mario. Ooh. May have his mustache upside down.
That mustache is upside down.
It doesn't matter. It looks really good. Braylon Trice, who's dressed up like Where's Waldo. Yes. Fellas, thank you so much.
Thank
for
y'all, man.
By.
We appreciate y'all so much, man. I appreciate everything y'all do. First of all, welcome and good luck and all that other good stuff. Sorry about my man right here, but you're gonna get your way back through this. What did it say? Only thing, make it stronger and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't believe in all the cliches. You're a bad boy. You're going to get through this.
How are you doing?
Can't wait for it.
I'm doing pretty good, to be honest. Yeah. It's, you know, just doing PT and taking care of my knee, but that's it.
So, yeah.
He hurt his
knee earlier this year, so we're asking him about his knee. What do you guys want to ask him? I know you have a lot more questions to ask.
Okay.
You go for it.
You guys are super strong football players who never give up.
And I have the strongest twin who never, ever gave up either.
My question is, what's your special power move when you need to be extra brave?
Yeah, like when my twin was in the hospital, we used to call him Super Sawyer. He was like a superhero, being brave and getting stronger every day.
I love it. I love it, man. That is phenomenal, guys. That is phenomenal. That's why we called y'all rock stars when we heard about your stories. These are two rock star brothers, and it's just amazing and beautiful to see y'all, man.
Okay.
Love it. So what is my secret?
Yeah, when you need to be brave.
Oh, man. I like to call my mom. I like to call my mom.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, I like to call my mom.
That's a great answer.
Yeah. I like to call my mom when I
That's a good answer.
What about you guys?
What you got?
I like that answer, too, because that's kind of my answer. I like to call my mom. You know, she gives me a little extra confidence.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the extra boost that I need.
Yeah. I just think about being grateful. You know, other people got it worse than me, and I'm blessed to be where I'm at. That's so true. I just like to remind myself that, you know, I'm lucky to be where I'm at, and I just got to keep doing it, you know?
Yeah. I love it.
Everybody's got to be brave every once in a while. I don't know that anybody's ever, and certainly not in my life, had to be as brave as these two guys have had to be.
Never.
Which is, you know, such a blessing to have you guys with us here and hanging out and asking questions. That was a great question.
Anyway.
Do we have another one?
My turn. So, my mom tells me to take a deep breath and figure out everything.
Right.
That's usually what I'm supposed to do.
Awesome.
That's very good advice.
It's good advice if you can listen to it, because some people have a hard time, because I try to tell my kids the same thing, and then they do those little fake deep breaths that aren't really deep breaths.
Yes.
And it's like, you're not really going to, it's not going to help.
Yes.
When you actually listen, it's great advice.
Yeah.
What you got? Next question.
Okay, next question. Do you ever get nervous before a big game?
All the time.
Every time. Me, 100%.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I need to ask you something.
Sir, you go.
Okay, zoo or aquarium?
Zoo. Wait, aquarium.
Ooh.
Aquarium.
I say the zoo.
No.
Yeah. Probably just because I like seeing, like, tigers and lions and yeah. All the monkeys and stuff like that. So.
I want to show you my
I'm a zoo guy. I'm a zoo guy, even though I don't go to the zoo.
I'm a zoo
I'm
guy.
Yeah, I'm a zoo guy, even though I don't go to the zoo.
I like the aquarium, but we have season passes to the zoo, so yeah. I must be a zoo guy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a zoo guy, too.
So I went to the aquarium, and last time we went to the aquarium, you saw scuba divers.
Yeah, really? Man. Yeah.
And we literally high-fived a scuba diver that came to the glass wall.
That's awesome. Oh, we went there one time, and they were doing a dolphin show, and the dolphin did tricks.
Oh, yeah, that's what they did. Oh, yeah.
It was incredible.
I think they're.
I don't remember what I named them, but if I got to name them, I would name one of them Sandy or Shelly.
Sandy
and Shelly.
Beach related.
Yeah.
That's good.
Sandy and Shelly.
You know, he played for a football team called the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I love the Dolphins.
What's your favorite animal?
Me personally? Dogs.
Yes, puppies. Yes, yeah. Sir.
Huskies specifically.
Yep, there we go.
I
got it.
I just noticed.
You leave my man hanging, Andy.
Sorry. Yes. We're broing out over UW. Sorry, my bad.
Favorite animal. What's your favorite? What you got?
I said dogs.
My
when they say, when y'all saying animal, y'all talking about house
you want, like,
pets,
exotic?
You talking about exotic.
Exotic?
About? Like in the jungle?
Exotic.
In the jungle. What you got in the jungle? What's your favorite animal?
Lions for sure.
Okay. Lions. King of the jungle. That's smart. Random.
Panthers.
Okay. Good.
Yes, the Black Panthers.
Ask my mom.
Good.
My mom had went to a college, and then she was called the Mighty Panthers.
What what school? The Georgia State?
Yes.
Georgia State.
There it is right
there.
There it is right there.
We got it.
The Mighty Panthers of Georgia State.
Yeah.
Yes, Georgia State University.
Go Panthers.
Okay.
Yes.
What mean Saxons are lions?
Say it again.
Me and Saxon were lions.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, because y'all are tough as nails, man. Y'all are tough as nails.
Yeah, but
my favorite animal is the snow is the white owl.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's the exotic.
That is exotic.
Yeah.
That's
exotic. Maybe even endangered.
Wait.
I don't know. I hope it's protected.
But one of my zoo animals, I also like the diamondback rattlesnake.
Okay. Ooh.
You guys read a lot about animals.
Yeah. Why the rattlesnake? Because, like I said, it's
– they're poisonous.
I know. And that's one of your favorites?
Speaking –
No, I would just like to see one in the like in real life.
I need you.
Oh, you don't want to see him.
He's from
Arizona, so
yeah. I've seen plenty.
Yeah, he's from Arizona, so I know he's probably seen a couple of those out there.
I've seen quite a few.
Can I ask Jace a question that's sort of animal related?
Tumbleweed.
He went to Alabama. Why is Alabama's mascot an elephant? I've always wondered that.
That's a great question.
I've never looked it up.
It says, like, when we come in, like when we're visiting another team, it's a herd of us. So that's kind of
okay.
So that's why.
All right, I never always wondered.
I
the Crimson Tide.
I never ever heard that before.
I thought Tuscaloosa, like elephant tusks.
Tuscaloosa.
I don't know. That's the best I could come up with.
I
don't know.
I heard the story too. I didn't believe.
Fair enough.
I thought they just picked a random animal.
I think I've asked this question before. What's your favorite TV show when you were a kid?
Oh man.
Ooh.
I like that.
SpongeBob,
really?
Jace McClellan says SpongeBob.
That's your sister's?
That's my sister's favorite TV show.
I love SpongeBob.
Mine's is probably Cyber Chase.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is, but I'm just pretending.
I'm pretending.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
You guys might think that mine is a crazy answer, but literally it's Sesame Street.
Oh, who didn't like that?
Yeah, that's not crazy.
Did you ever watch PBS?
Of course.
We didn't have no cable growing up. PBS is free in Georgia.
My favorite TV show's on PBS.
What's that?
I just told you it.
Sesame Street.
Cyber Trucks.
Cyber Trucks.
On PBS.
It's also on PBS.
I did not know that.
They got a PBS app now. You can just put it right up on the TV.
I know they've even got PBS games, but I missed the go-kart game. They shut it down.
Did they? Why would they do that?
What go-kart game?
They said it was some kind of glitch, so they shut it down.
That's outrageous.
I mean, I've only played the game like 3 times on the PBS app, and then they shut it down.
Wait,
and
what's
the
go-kart game?
Because I literally just swiped to the bottom of the app, and it would say play the go-kart game, and I would play the go-kart game, but then I was one day, I was on the PBS. He's up, mommy and me were in her bedroom, and I swiped down and started like, huh, why isn't the button there? So I just looked up and wondered why.
What PBS TV show was the go-kart game related to?
I don't know.
There's a lot of powerful people listening right now, though, so they might get on
they
that.
They might get on that right now.
That's a glitch on the app.
That's a glitch, so get it fixed.
No. We need that fixed, all right? That's just
yes, what? They have to bring it back. I'm telling you, they bring it back.
You heard the man. Bring it back. We watch a lot of Curious George at my house.
Oh, yeah.
That's my daddy used to read the Curious George books at his when he was at his school.
I do wonder why that guy only wears yellow all the time. Like, everyone else is pretty normal, but he just wears yellow all the time. But that's
maybe that's his favorite color.
It must be. It must be. There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, my question, and this is not on the list. What is your zodiac sign?
Zodiac sign.
Libra.
Libra, well, yes. That's ours. That's us.
All right. We got some Libra.
Which is zodiac sign.
Now, what does that mean? What does that, like, personality-wise?
Libra means peacemaker.
He's like peacemaker. Really
what's your birthday,
Jay? Like the peacemaker.
I don't know either.
Like the balance. Hold on.
The balance.
You know the balance beam.
Yeah, we're always in balance.
Oh, I'm a Cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer.
We got two Cancers. And Jay and Braylon said he don't even know his own zodiac sign.
When's your birthday?
February 26th.
So you're almost a leap year, baby.
February 26th.
Am I? Wait, almost.
You, me?
Yeah, you're a Pisces.
Pisces.
Oh, yeah, Pisces.
Yeah. You want me to read your horoscope?
I don't even know.
Expressive and emotional. That's what it
is. Is anybody in here a Sagittarius?
which one is that one?
Sagittarius.
Yeah, my mom is. My mom.
Okay. What's that usually mean?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So be careful.
Be careful.
Yeah. Just be careful. Just be careful. Just say nice.
Just say nice.
Nice and lovely and all that other stuff. Yeah. Don't ever read that.
Yeah, but I want to know what Capricorn really means.
It's a great question. I don't think anybody knows. I think it's a mystery.
No,
I can look it up.
Capricorn.
Capricorn.
All right, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We've been hanging out all day, having an awesome time. Braylon Trice and Jason McClellan from the Falcons have sat down with us. Also, Sawyer and Saxton Guillory have been hanging out with us for a couple segments as well. Now, we only have time for a couple more. One each.
Fire away.
Best one left.
If you could be a bear shark, which would you choose and why?
Bear shark?
Bear shark.
Ooh. I'd probably be a bear.
Why?
I don't know. They're crazy. They just climb trees and run around the forest and do whatever they want.
Yeah, me a bear.
What's you got?
I'm picking a shark.
I'm a shark guy. Yeah. You know me. Really?
I'd be a bear. Yeah. I like the forest.
Yeah, me a bear because.
You'd be a bear.
Set, obviously.
Okay, so.
Sorry, Mom.
You said obviously.
All right, one final question. One final question.
My turn. Who's your best friend on the team?
Who is my
best friend on the team? That's a good one.
Oh.
My best friend on my team is Randy.
I was going to say Andy. Yeah.
Best friend on the team.
Randy.
Oh. Anyway, me and Sawyer's best team would be Trent because we've known him the entire Odyssey camp.
That's awesome.
Love it.
I don't play football.
I'll let the last two people go.
Jace?
Best friend. I say I'm pretty good friends with everybody. Mostly people. Yeah. I say probably not. Position room, Carlos Washington.
Carlos Washington. Okay.
Yeah. Carlos.
You want to hurt nobody? Yeah, you want to hurt nobody's feelings.
I'll probably say Damone.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a good
type.
Talking friendship is a good place to wrap it up. Thank you guys for
appreciate
for
y'all so
by.
Much,
very, very
man.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
And thank you guys. Thank you. That was amazing. Again, more people that are going to come take our jobs in the not too distant future. We will wrap things up on the other side with an AMA. Phone lines are open 404-726-0929 if you want to call in and ask us anything. We've been broadcasting live and still will be broadcasting live from Children's Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by the Man Cave Store as well. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Final segment here as we've been broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta all day. And before we jump out to some phones, That was really great.
That was so fun. Yes, it was. And the kids, it was just a lot of fun questions and fun conversations. And it was so innocent because, yeah, you're talking on the mic, on the radio and everything, but they were just talking and having a good time. And obviously, thanks to the Falcon players, with the costumes, the great spirits. I mean, just like Ms. Linda was telling us before, them being here is brightening those kids' day, going to each room with them. I mean, it's just an amazing feeling, and I'm so happy. I'm happy that we were allowed to come and do this.
Me too.
And it was just an outstanding. Just like we talked about yesterday, it's going to be fun. It's going to be real cool and exactly what we want.
Yeah, it was. And obviously, you've done stuff like this before as a player. You were one of the players that would come and do things like this. And I hope that we get to do a lot more of this.
Yes, it was awesome.
Some of the response on social media has been, you guys should go over there and and do that more. Like, yeah, man, those co-hosts were incredible.
That was a lot
of fun,
the
best guests we've ever had.
That was a lot of fun.
So, shout out to Nick Colley, who was one of the kids who jumped on with us and did great. Sawyer and Saxton Guillory, phenomenal as well. And thanks to Brandon Dorless and Jace McClellan and Braylon Trice and Michael Penix, as well as Casey Washington and all the Falcons staff who set all this up.
Yes.
So great work all around by everyone. Let's hear from Mason, who's in Barnesville. What's up, Mason?
What's up, fellas? Hey, I ain't even got a question today. I just want to – I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but them kids, man, they just kind of touched me today. So speaking on behalf of me and I'm sure a bunch of people that couldn't get the call or get on the lines or whatever, man, I just wish nothing but, you know, healing and success in their lives. And they did more than you know, any counselor could ever do for somebody.
You're damn right.
No doubt. No, there's no doubt. That was pretty inspiring to be around certainly them, but then also so many of the other people whose lives are this place.
Yes.
You know, making this place possible. And you know, it's one of those things where you hope you don't ever have to come here.
Exactly.
But if you do, you're incredibly grateful that it's here.
Yeah.
And this is a world class facility, and Arthur Blank and his foundation and everyone else involved deserve all of the credit and admiration and everything that they get, because
the place awesome.
That this is the point of it, right?
Yes.
Like to do what he's done is to give back and do things like this.
Yes.
In our little way, when we can, is to, you know, to be lucky enough to have this job and build the community that we've built and all that stuff, and then try to use it for whatever, like for something positive when we can. So it really does, you know, it feels really special. Tinker is in Kennesaw. Hey, Tinker.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, is Jersey Mike up there with y'all?
He is.
Obviously.
What's up, Jersey? Hey. But my question is for Randy. I happened to come across a video. You may have already addressed this, and I just was in and out of the work van. But you look nice and calm in this video, because I figured you would be shaking like a car on bad gas. But what's up with that boat ride? I thought we didn't get on boats.
I never said I ain't getting no boats.
All right, Tinker. Tinker's doing a little social media investigation.
I never said I don't get on boats. I never said I don't get on boats. All right, I ride boats. All right, we rented a pontoon boat and got to drive it around all the beautiful water out there in Bora Bora. I drove it myself, and it was cool. The last boat, it was going so fast because, you know, when you do the excursions, like they have them booked back to back to back. And so the ride over to the excursion, it was nice and calm and everything. And going back, he was hitting the waves.
They were running late.
He hit one wave. My damn, my favorite Georgia hat, that black Georgia hat that I love so much, flew off my damn head.
Oh.
Yes, I lost my favorite hat.
So some stingray and Bora Bora as a Georgia fan.
Got
now.
My hat and flew off. Whatever. I ain't scared of no boats, man. It's just certain things that I don't do. You know, and I kind of went past the stereotype of everything that I don't do because my damn wife made me do it.
Sure.
So that's what it is. And some French guy dared me.
I don't mind boats. It's just I don't really like going out on the water that much. You know?
What?
I don't mind airplanes. I just don't mind flying in them. You know? If I'm just in an airplane, fine. I just don't like when it flies that much. When it's on the ground, fine. When the boat's on the dock, cool. But then, like stuff like that's okay too. And I've never done this, and I don't want to. I don't want to go on one of those boats that goes way out in the ocean,
yeah.
And then you can't see land in any direction.
Yeah,
I feel like that. I wouldn't like that. But I don't
probably
know.
Probably not.
I don't hope
probably
I never
not.
Find out.
Probably not.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I wanted to say, I agree with the other caller. Having the kids on today was magnificent, man. They bring a lot of joy to the show, you know what I'm saying? Having them on that was a great thing. I love that y'all did that. And my second question is, if you guys could live in peace, what would it be? Would it be, considering Randy, you just was in the water, would you live underwater, underground, or in space? There's some awesome videos of these people making stuff from scratch with trees and mud. Thank you.
Oh, I mean, when I was growing up, I watched Swiss Family Robinson.
Yeah.
And I wanted to live in that house. Sure. I wanted a house like that in Swiss Family Robinson so bad. But as I've grown, I don't want to live outside.
Inside's better.
Yeah, inside is better.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
And, you know, I don't – there's nothing wrong with sleeping in tents and everything. You know, and, again, going against a whole lot of my self-inflicted stereotypes of me, of what I don't do. My wife has kind of no, you don't make Randy do nothing he don't want to do. All right, let's just put it like that. All right, you don't make me do nothing.
Just so we're clear.
Just so we clear.
So
I don't
clear
do nothing that I don't want to do.
Yeah.
But I like to enjoy things with her.
Yeah, you want to make her happy.
Yeah.
No, she likes
to do
don't
make
nothing like
happy. I just want to do stuff with her.
She likes to do it, and she wants you to do it with her.
No.
Oh, you want to do it with her.
I want to do it with
her. But she likes to do it.
That's fine. But I want to do it with her.
Got it.
Yeah. I do what I want to do.
I couldn't even agree with you in the right way.
Yeah.
On that one. I was just trying to agree with you, and I couldn't even agree with you.
I do what I want to do.
You got to say it in the right order.
Yeah.
I guess between those three, though, I suppose, I don't want to live underwater. I mean, I'm not a fish. That doesn't sound like that much fun. It's really scary down there. Like, there's sharks. There's stuff you don't even know about in the deep parts. Space, I've made my views on space very clear. So I guess underground. I guess I live underground.
Like a mole?
Yeah, like a mole person. I could live in a bunker. I'd be bunker's
so
bunker.
There you go.
JP is That's in great. Traffic. Hello, JP.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
All right.
Real quick, so my kid's school gave us free tickets to the Falcons game against the Seahawks. Word of advice, don't ever take free tickets, okay? We were sitting, had they closed the dome, we wouldn't have been able to see anything.
You could probably touch the AC unit, huh?
I was watching the game on my phone because I don't know what's happening down there. My question is, what is the worst seats you've ever had at any venue? That's it.
Oh, man.
Wow. Honestly, not that long ago, we got tickets to go see Jason Isbell at the Tabernacle.
Right.
It's a great venue.
Yes.
But it's high.
Right.
And we bought tickets late, and they were, you know, we got the ones we could get. We were way up there. We were in, like, the rickety wooden-built rafters of the building. So it was a great concert, but we were up there.
Yeah. Oh, man, I couldn't tell you, dude. I remember the first – we talked about this first Falcon game I ever went to. Pam dated a Detroit Lion, and he got his seats, and they were visitor seats. But because they were playing the Falcons at Fulton County Stadium, we got to come all the way down because there was nobody there. The worst, I won't say, because it's a great venue, like you said, the Tabernacle. But I can't fit comfortably in those seats.
Oh, yeah.
And so my wife, she took, and she won. Joe Coy was there at the Tabernacle. And
Joe Coy.
I was so just miserable, dude. Because I couldn't move, and them drinks was like $13 a drink.
Yeah, that's also part of it.
Yeah, $13 a drink.
But at least Joe Coy was hilarious the whole time.
Hey, man. I don't see it. But they be chuckling.
Just like, you know.
They be chuckling.
Really resonated with people who didn't grow up Filipino.
Yeah, they be chuckling, dude. They be slapping their damn knee. They be laughing so damn
I'm
hard.
I'm like, I bet that's funny, but I don't get it.
I don't get it.
That is a very specific reference that
man,
I do not understand.
I do not understand that.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day. Every day to wrap up the show, we start with Randy.
My first takeaway is Dot Dog and I enjoyed myself. Today's one of my favorite shows in the 5.5 years that we've been doing together. One of my most favorite shows that we've ever done.
Me too.
Andy likes boats and planes, but only when they're in the dock or on the ground.
Uh-huh.
That is awesome.
Yeah, my takeaway of the day is that kids are amazing.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of the kids in this building are dealing with unspeakable things. And seen a lot of smiles today. A lot of smiles and a lot of laughter and a lot of happiness, which, you know, you wouldn't always think that. But Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is a pretty special place. And thank them for having us here. Kids are amazing. Bo?
Hey, shout out to Choa and all the great work they do for the kids, man. And shout out to the kids who did a great job.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Brandon Dorless's extremely small Spider-Man costume. At
home. Dude, that thing was tight. It was stretched.
Oh,
it was stretched to the limit.
All right, we'll come back and wrap things up, see what Dukes and Bell have for you next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.